I have a Jewish friend, went to high school with. He founded a steel company that's become an international steel company. Very incredibly wealthy man. But all these years I've had a relationship that I don't even have to knock or go through a secretary, just walk right into his office. He'll either throw me out or welcome me with open arms, according to how he's feeling that day. I've witnessed to him about Jesus being his Messiah for 40 years now. And he professed to believe that Jesus is Messiah, but his life wasn't transformed. So I knew he wasn't born of God. But about 15 years ago, he began to listen to another Pentecostal ministry that was telling that Christ was not their Messiah, that they were saved by the old covenant, keeping the Ten Commandments, and he could receive his Messiah when he came. And so I walked in one day and I began to talk to him about Jesus. I had so many wonderful conversations with him about Jesus. And he looked at me and said, "Leroy, I don't believe what you preach." He said, "Your religion's nothing but blood and gore." He said, "If Jesus had been my Messiah," he said, "he would have made an end of sins." And he said, "the streets wouldn't be filled with all these prostitutes." Somehow or another, his idea of sin was always prostitutes. But if he'd have made an end of sins, there wouldn't be all these prostitutes hanging around the stadiums and the ballparks and on the streets of the city. If Jesus would have been my Messiah, he'd have brought an end of all of that. And you see, that Jew understood what the Messiah, the Christ, was coming to do. That Jew understood it. It's probably been 3 or 4 months ago, but I saw a debate between a Jewish rabbi and a Christian minister, I really think it was Catholic, over whether Jesus is the Messiah or not. And the last point that Jewish rabbi made 3 or 4 months ago, he said, "Jesus cannot be the Messiah. Because if he were the Messiah, he would have taken evil out of the world." He knew the prophecy. He understood the prophecy. He was right in what the Messiah would do when he came. But he was wrong when he said, "Jesus is not my Messiah." But then we find then a Judaism. We find Jews that are looking for the Christ to come. They're looking for Him to come to make an end of sins, to finish the transgression, to bring in everlasting righteousness. The Jews are looking for Christ to come, but they're not looking for Jesus to come. The church is looking for Jesus to come. They're looking for Him to come to make an end of sins and bring in everlasting righteousness. But the church is not believing that He came to make an end of sins and bring in everlasting righteousness. That He came to bruise the head of the serpent. He came to destroy he that had the power of death, that is the devil. And the church does not believe that He did it when He came. They don't see that at Calvary. I've had people tell me, "I'll preach the devil's destroyed for the believer, the child of God." Praise God. I've had people tell me, said, "Brother Surface, look around you. I mean, the nation's destroyed by the devil. The devil's alive and well. The devil is doing this. He's destroying children. He's destroying lives, destroying marriages, destroying families." Oh, that's true. That's His kingdom. That is His kingdom, people. He's the God of this world. He's alive and well in this world. But let me tell you about the kingdom of Christ that is within the one that believes that Jesus is the Christ. A kingdom that the children of God dwell in. Christ is the kingdom of God. Praise God. And we'll go over to 1 John 3 and 5. And he said, and you know that he was manifested to take away our sins. When he says, and ye know, that's common knowledge to those that believe in that first generation church. They all knew that you know that he was manifested to take away our sins. He says, and in him is no sin. And then he says, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Who is it that sinneth not? Those that are born of him and abide in him. Because in him is no sin. In the kingdom of Christ, there is no sin. In the children of God, there is no sin. In Christ, there is no sin. And those who continue in him do not sin. And it's not our willpower. Because it's not our nature. It's not our nature. What came in through Adam's transgression went out through Christ's obedience to the death of the cross. Romans 5 and 12 again. For by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin. The 19th verse. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners. Talking about Adam disobeying God and sin entered and we were all made sinners through the disobedience of somebody who lived 6,000 years before we was even born. I didn't choose to be a sinner. No, I didn't. I was born that way. I was born that David reminded God of that in his repentance. He reminded God of that. He said, God, I've sinned against Thee. Thee only have I sinned. But he basically said, but God, I was conceived in sin and shaped in iniquity. He said, God, I was born that way. But he said, you created me a new spirit, a right spirit, a clean heart. He said, then my lips will show forth your praises. Hallelujah. David understood these things. David understood the promise of one that would suffer. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? David begins that 22nd Psalm. Talks about the sufferings of Christ, describes it in detail, right down to the words of those that mocked him and the gambling soldiers gambling over his clothes. There in that 22nd chapter of Psalms. And then he closes it out, praise God, about the resurrection. And he said, and the seed shall serve him. It shall be unto the Lord a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born. That he hath done this. Hallelujah. He has suffered the cross. He's been mocked and rejected of men. He's died the death of the cross. Praise God. But he's delivered a people. He's delivered the captives. Praise God. He's broke off the chains. He's opened the prison doors. And a seed shall serve him. A generation of the Lord. A generation of the Lord. The children of God. David was saying, the children of God. Holy Casita, hallelujah. Precious Savior. To believe that Jesus is the Christ is to believe that He made an end of sin, that He finished the transgression. He made reconciliation for iniquity. He brought in everlasting righteousness. And if He hasn't done it for the one that doesn't believe, yet He's done it for me, and He's done it for you, who do believe. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know that there's trials and there's tests. Praise God. I live in the kingdom of one who hath given me the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I live in the kingdom of the one who has made an end of sins And when I trust in Him, He makes an end of sins in me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Makes reconciliation in me. Reconciled me unto the Father. Hallelujah. Bringing everlasting righteousness in me, in you that believe. That's the reason that He can say clearly and plainly with no apologies, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God.